Hiring Blind, The Misconceptions Facing America's Visually Impaired Workforce by Bello Cipriani. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Bello Cipriani. From the editor, Bello Cipriani is a freelance writer, speaker, and author of Blind, a memoir. Bello was the keynote speaker for the 2011 Americans with Disabilities Act celebration in San Francisco and was a guest lecturer at both Yale University and the University of San Francisco. Amber Clovers, his first work of fiction, will be published in 2013. He welcomes anyone to contact him at bellocipriani.com or on Twitter at bellism and Google+. The following piece is reprinted from https://hiring-blind-the-misconceptions-facing-america%e(2%9.80%9.99s-v_hgs2d55a.html.#UZKKB0YJ4LD.twitter. As a recruiting manager staffing for clients such as Google and Apple, I was concerned about three things: experience, unemployment gaps, and the probability of the person becoming a long-term employee. I interviewed few disabled candidates and rarely considered their job prospects. As a recruiter, I rarely debated if or how they would perform the duties of a position. I soon found a new perspective, one that changed the way I viewed both the role of the recruiter and the place of people with disabilities in the job market. A shift in thinking. I was attacked more than 6 years ago, a beating that caused severe retinal trauma which left me blind. A year after the attack, I found myself at California's Orientation Center for the Blind, learning new ways to complete necessary daily tasks. Most significant, I learned that, while I had helped place hundreds of people in positions at top companies, my own opportunities and chances of finding a job were slim. Members of the blind community warned me that I would need a lot of patience when I began my job search. I now belonged to a group of people erroneously viewed by recruiters as unskilled, unproductive, and more difficult. I didn't need my guide dog, Madge, to sniff out the irony of my new situation. According to University of Illinois at Chicago professor and disability studies scholar Dr. Leonard Davis, these stereotypes exist in part because people's misconceptions of the blind are split between thinking they're completely helpless and brimming with superpowers. These misconceptions carry over into the business world and can seriously confuse potential employers. The misconceptions of managers. According to a recent study done by the nonprofit National Industries for the Blind, NIB, out of 3.5 million blind Americans of working age, a whopping 70% are not employed. And the 30% working, the majority work for blind organizations. One major reason blind people struggle to find employment is that public misconceptions of the blind affect hiring managers' perceptions of potential candidates who are visually impaired. I'd like to break down a few of these reasons, put out by the NIB study, and discuss why these misconceptions are fallacies. According to the NIB study, among hiring managers, most respondents, 54%, felt there were few jobs at their company that blind employees could perform, and 45% said accommodating such workers would require considerable expense. The reality is that a blind person can do any job that involves a computer, and there are a slew of adaptive tech toys that make most jobs accessible, such as a portable scanner to read printed material. As for the purported expense, according to the American Foundation for the Blind, most accommodations cost less than $1,000, a negligible amount for a serious business. 42% of hiring managers believe blind employees need someone to assist them on the job. 34% said blind workers are more likely to have work-related accidents. This fear can be attributed to some of our common idioms, such as, "It's like the blind leading the blind." This phrase implies poor navigation skills, when the reality is that blind people often have superb orientation skills due to hours of training by mobility experts. Far from being clumsy, the visually impaired have an attention to detail that most sighted people lack. Insurance statistics back this up. Blind people actually have better safety records than their sighted colleagues. 19% of hiring managers believe blind employees have a higher absentee rate. In reality, blind people don't actually miss more time from work. A DuPont study, completed during a 25-year span, found that disabled people in general have a better attendance than 90% of their non-disabled colleagues. The realities of 2013. The disabled did not get their rights during the Civil Rights Movement and had to wait until the 90s for the Americans with Disabilities Act to pass. Even now, many people assume the blind are unemployable. As a former recruiter, I realize different requirements and considerations need to be addressed when hiring a visually impaired individual, but without changing our perspective on the capabilities of the blind, we can never end the discrimination that still takes place. Some companies, such as Google, Apple, and Yahoo, routinely hire visually impaired employees. The U.S. government, especially the CIA, the Rehabilitation Services Administration, and the Social Security Administration, also hires many visually impaired people. Jobs capitalizing on the unique skills the blind develop are also being created. Givaudan, a company in the fragrance and flavors business, has developed a special internship program designed to give the blind work experience. Participants evaluate fragrances, detecting subtle differences that aid the creative team. It will take some time to abolish blind stereotypes. However, both blind and sighted people can contribute to the shift. How managers can improve inclusivity. Prejudices toward the blind workforce are not beyond repair. In addition to a lead-by-example role that managers can take, they can also become more inclusive by reaching out to groups that cater to the blind to recruit for potential new hires. Encourage your human resources department to diversify its pipeline of candidates by recruiting from employment programs at organizations such as Lighthouse in San Francisco and the Lions Center for the Blind. Hiring a blind person for an internship not only gives him job experience, but also will encourage others to be more open to considering a person who is blind for a position in the future. If a company is serious about inclusivity, then it is also very important that its website and job application portal be ADA compliant. Companies can also demonstrate a commitment to diversity by portraying blind people in their recruitment advertising. How the blind can increase their chances of hire. The reality is that we live in a sighted world and stereotypes pervade the workplace. People without sight should bring their adaptive equipment along to interviews to demonstrate how they would complete required tasks to give the hiring manager the insight he needs to make a decision. Blind job applicants should network in the blind community and get to know people in their line of work. When they know of a blind person doing a job similar to the one they are applying for, they should get advice from him and obtain a reference if possible. Telling a hiring manager about another blind person in a similar role can help land the job. Finally, no one should hesitate to report a company if he or she believes discrimination took place. How sighted people can help. If you work for a company that does not feature people with disabilities on its employment page, let your employer know he is not being inclusive. You can also ask your employer, school, and friends what they are doing to acknowledge Disability Awareness Month in October. Education helps young people crush outdated beliefs at an early age. In California, the Fair Education Act, which passed in 2011, requires public schools to include disability education. If you are a parent outside of California, demand that your school district add disability studies to its curriculum. Finally, perform a quick Google search anytime a disability stereotype crosses your mind. Educating yourself on the truth about disabilities is the best way to eliminate outdated stereotypes. It will take time to change the collective consciousness of society and root out wrongful discrimination against people with disabilities. However, people can help by educating themselves about issues facing blind people today, discouraging outdated stereotypes, and working to encourage inclusivity in their workplaces.